The 2013 United Nations General Assembly is over, with its media hype surrounding it. Indeed, Iran-US reapproachment are placed at the top of the news, covered by the British media. But how fair and impartial was the news treated by the British press? Gavin Hull, my colleague here, will enlighten us.
While over 190 nation delegates, the United Nations convened in New York from September the 24th to October the 1st, some events that caught the eyes of reporters and the British media were no exception. However, they misinterpreted and sometimes exaggerated when reporting on Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's and US President Barack Obama's speeches at the 68th session of the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. Although the reports of both events have the same basis of information, dissemination, but they clearly contain some distortion as far as the British government's policy of maintaining a special relationship with the US is concerned. The Independent, a liberal to radical centre British newspaper, stepped over the mark and accused Iran of seeking a nuclear weapons capability in its report on the event. The report referred to President Obama's address, saying Obama told the General Assembly to set up talks with Iran over nuclear weapons. Without a doubt, the G5 plus 1 meetings have been discussing Iran's nuclear energy program, uranium enrichment, and other medical needs for purified uranium, and not what the paper refers to as nuclear weapons. The centre-right newspaper, The Telegraph, portrayed Obama as the diplomat that calls the shots over Iran's nuclear energy program. It claimed that Obama intends to use military force to protect the US policy and international community's interest in the Middle East. The Telegraph's idolization of Iran's nuclear energy talks with the G5 plus 1 group was a nuclear showdown in which Obama sent Secretary of State John Kerry to test the diplomatic path. The Guardian, a liberal to centre-left paper, said of Obama's speech that Iran's nuclear energy program was an immediate and serious threat to the US's core interests. The Financial Times put Obama as the main driving force behind the nuclear energy negotiations when it said the US president was directing John Kerry, together with other leading powers. It also misinterpreted President Rouhani's speech, where he talked about Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, issuing a fatwa against developing nuclear arms. The Guardian guessed Iran would consider they had won a diplomatic victory, after Obama acknowledged the Central Intelligence Agency's part in the ousting of Mohammad Mossadegh, Iran's first democratically elected prime minister in a 1953 coup spearheaded by both the US and UK governments at the time. After the well-documented coup, Washington and London installed a puppet dictatorial regime in Iran run by their agent Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, known as Shah. The Telegraph painted Obama as if he commands the meeting with Iran, when the paper said Obama did not indicate whether he will meet with Rouhani. However, the Iranian delegates were quoted as saying it was too complicated for Iranians to do this at this point, and Iran declined the meeting with the US. Iranian delegates attended Obama's. However, there was no sign of Obama or John Kerry during President Rouhani's address. President Rouhani's speech in the eyes of the Independent was on the fringes when saying the Iranian president was mending fences with the US. The article, however, failed to mention the illegal sanctions imposed on Iran, which are directly and severely affecting the Iranian nation as a collective punishment. The US, Israeli regime, and their allied nations accuse Iran of pursuing non-civilian objectives in its nuclear energy program.
فکر می‌کنم تندروها تو آمریکا و رژیم صهیونیستی که خودش بر مبنای افراط پایه‌گذاری شده، اینها نگرانن از اینکه گفتمان دولت جدید تنش رو کم بکنه.
Iran has time and again rejected the allegation, arguing that as a committed signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty and a member of the IAEA, it has the right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes.
There is a strong political will on Iranian side to constructively interact with the respective partners on nuclear issue. And we hope there would be the same approach and political will on the other sides. In this context, we should not lose sight of the fact that interaction is not a one-sided road. I also stressed that we would continue to cooperate with the agency in good faith to find agreed modalities to overcome existing issues once and for all. Iran has always expressed its readiness for meaningful, result-oriented, and time-bound negotiations based on mutual respect and a win-win agreed solution. As it was underlined by our president, if the other side wants a proper response, they should speak to Iran not with a language of threat or sanction, but with a language of respect.
منابع مالی خود را برای توسعه و امحاء فقر، بی‌سوادی و بیماری‌ها هزینه نمایید. بیایید جهانی عاری از سلاح‌هایی را برای نسل‌های آینده به یادگار بگذاریم. این حق آنها و مسئولیت ماست. بیایید نشان دهیم که ما ملل متحد هستیم، مللی متحد در راه صلح.